he said, you know, you can lead from three different positions. He said you can lead from in front, which is moving ahead, but follow me.
Mm-hmm.
You can lead from side. Are you ready? Because we're going to go. This is where we're going to go. Are you ready to go? Let's go. Are you ready? You sure? We're going to go. Or you can lead from behind. This is what you got to do. You need to figure this out. And after you do this, you can do this. All right, go get him. You know what I'm saying? And now I'm just kind of like, I'm finna just run. Mm-hmm. And
mm-hmm.
you know where we going.
Mm-hmm. Hello, my name is Mrs. Melanin.
And I'm Belief Mel.
And we're here with episode 64 of How Married Are You?
My name is Belief, this is Yvette, and we've been married 9 years. We live in California,
and we have 4 kids.
Relationships are scary,
and it's very necessary
that we share all of our struggles, and we ask,
How married are you?
Every Tuesday and Thursday, shawty. If you're listening, you're in the wedding party. Sometimes deep, sometimes lighthearted. Yo, it's 2020, about to be, we about to get it started. Yo, chocolate baby story time.
Check it out.
Hey, yo, it's chocolate baby story time.
And that's
chocolate baby story time. What's your chocolate baby story time, babe?
My chocolate baby story time has to do with the fact that for Christmas we bought the kids a Nintendo Switch.
Oh yeah.
And let's just say it has brought out the ugly side in all of us.
Yeah, man. It's so weird, like, playing video games with your child and then realizing you're still a child.
Yeah.
We felt that.
Oh, my goodness. The name calling, the eye rolling, the, like, wanting to hit each other.
Oh, my
like,
gosh.
All the things. Glenn's in the game. We're playing, what do we have, Super Mario Brothers or whatever. Glenn's in the game picking us up and throwing us.
I'll pick him up and throw him right in lava.
He's killing us.
Because we're all supposed to be playing the game together and one child is running in front of everybody.
Oh my gosh, and they're killing us.
Yeah, and they got like a character that doesn't like die. He doesn't die like
all. Might point out a flaw in all of us.
What are you talking about?
Like the fact that our children, not in all of us, but it might point out a flaw in our parenting. That our children don't really understand teamwork?
No. No, they're just trying to play the game. They're like, I'm going to be the fastest.
Yeah,
just, you know, no. I think these children have... I'm sorry, this is your chocolate baby story time. Okay.
But there is the... what's his name? Glenn started telling y'all about Nabbit. Is his name Nabbit?
Nabbit, yeah.
Raya Bo. Ugh. He keeps choosing this character called Nabbit. If you know this game, just let us know. But he keeps choosing his character called Nabbit. And at first, I didn't realize like what kind of character Nabbit is. But Nabbit is like, he don't die.
Yeah,
he don't die. Running straight through the little plants that eat you and the little mushrooms and everything. And he just don't die unless he drowns. Which is why Glenn picks him up and
throws him into the wherever.
But Raya's the worst because he just keeps going all fast, and then the rest of us get stuck behind a thing. We can't jump over. We can't see what's happening or coming because we're stuck. You guys get what I'm saying? It's just so frustrating. But it's like really cool too because we get to like, I mean, it's just taking me back to my childhood. Like I used to play Super Mario Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And now I get to play Super Mario Brothers with my kids. That's just so cray cray.
That is dope.
But it's fun. I love it.
Yeah.
I feel bad for Anaya though because she's kind of like, eh. But we did get, what's the other one called? Dance. Just Dance.
Just Dance.
20 or something. And so she thinks she's playing, but you know, it's all good.
Yeah. I'm going to just piggyback off that. Can I talk about that? Because, you really don't know how childish you are. I saw Uriah as like a little cousin or a little brother instead of a son. And so like, I was literally looking at him like, yo, if you don't stop, I'm going to kick you. And I'm like, why am I doing that? And then like, I like nudged him and he nudged me back and I'm like, stop hitting me. He's like, stop hitting me. And I'm like, wait a minute. I'm like, wait.
Y'all, Glenn is the worst.
Man, I'm not the worst.
Who's the worst? You. Maybe. You can't even think on.
Maybe I am the worst. But like, I'm like, yo, like.
Theo comes in close second, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It's fun, though.
It is fun.
It is fun. Okay, that's enough. Chocolate baby story time.
And now, a word from our sponsors. Sponsor.
Hey guys, Belief here from Belief in Fatherhood and How Married Are You? And I know you're sitting here like, what is happening to my podcast? But I want to let you know that we finally have our first sponsors for the How Married Are You podcast. And this episode is brought to you by The Bible Study, the easy way to study the word. Grow deeper in your faith and experience God using the Bible study by Zach Wendall. I met Zach Wendall a few months back. We sat down over breakfast and he told me all about how the Bible study was transforming the lives of people who wanted to know more about God and the Word of God. Finally, you can study the Bible without feeling overwhelmed. What's included? A daily and weekly guide that walks you through the Word, growing you as a Christian and transforming your heart and mind in the process. Also, in-depth questions that help you strengthen your relationship with God, yourself, and others. Colorful and engaging pages to draw you in and create excitement for studying the Bible and connecting with God. Now, this is all hearsay for me because I actually gave my only copy away to a friend of ours, but I'm ordering another one today, getting 10% off using the coupon code HMAY for How Married Are You? That's HMAY.
All right, we're back. We are in 2020. Happy New Year,
everybody.
It is 2020 when you are watching this, and we are so glad to be
alive
and
hopefully
talking.
We're still alive because this is pre-recorded.
Mm-hmm. So we're gonna go through some kind of like reflections and what we're looking forward to,
what you would expect in the first episode of a new year.
Okay, so this year, you know, let's just talk about it. So question number one, okay, is what is the best thing? What are some of the greatest things about 2019 for you? What are some like moments that you just...
My fourth baby being born.
Uzi. Yeah.
Uzziah. Mm-hmm. Even though I do miss like the belly, like him mm-hmm. being in there, it's just nice to have him out and mm-hmm. just love on him. Mm-hmm.
Is that it?
Are we going back and forth or am I listing all of mine?
I think you should list all yours.
Okay. Moving into this house. Yeah. Guys, I didn't realize how bad it was until I got here. Does that make sense? Like the old place that we lived, it wasn't that bad when I was there. Like, I was making the best of a situation. But then I got here, and the longer I live here and realize where I've come from, I'm like, how did I...
That was a hellhole. Hated that place.
How did we survive that? Like, what? What did we do? I felt like I didn't think that we were living in poverty, but I felt like I look back, like I see old videos of Belief in Fatherhood, I'm like, oh my goodness, that place was gross.
It just looked gross. It looked like it stink all the time.
Yeah.
When you're watching the videos.
So anyways, that was a highlight of my year.
Yeah.
And I know this is like our 2018 thingy, but it didn't happen until 2019, like January, we became debt free. Like, we paid off all my student loans.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So that was kind of a highlight. Let me think. What else? We got a new van.
Yeah.
I hate to be materialistic. Am I being materialistic right now?
No.
But like, I feel like a lot of our needs were met this year. Like, we were able to move up appropriately.
Yeah. I would agree with you. All those same things. You know, this year.
Glenn got to move. Oh, wait, that's your highlight. Go ahead.
Yeah. So this year was, you know, I think us continuing to do the podcast was good for me. I feel like we worked out a lot of issues, or we at least talked about them and brought them to the forefront,
mm-hmm.
Which I don't think we would have done those things. Like, we wouldn't have had those conversations had we not been doing this podcast. There's no way. Absolutely not. We'd have been in front of the TV or like watching a child or sleep. You know, there was a lot of sleepy nights on the podcast in the garage, cold, you know. Yeah.
That's true. We do this at nighttime when it's the time where we just want to like blah and like zone out in a TV or go to sleep. That's very true.
Yeah. This year, you know, this house for me is just kind of like, I don't know. It's just, I think back of when I was like sleeping on somebody's floor, sleeping on somebody's couch. You know, I used to, when I was back in Baltimore and I, right before I moved out here, I rented a room from a girl and it was her cat's room because her mom had moved out. And so that's the room that the cat was always in. And so every time I would go out of the room, the cat would just be looking at me and try to attack my legs. And so
I've never heard this
story.
I hate
cats. Oh my gosh, I hate cats so much. So I didn't want to kick the cat. You know what I'm saying? So I just kind of like was like, ooh, and just kind of jump out of the way and always like, rawr! Like it was crazy cat.
I hate
so
cats
you know,
too.
So you know how you, like back in the day, like before they had pillow top, they had like the little eggshells on your bed.
Yes, my mom and dad had that. All
right. So I cut them joints and put them joints around my legs. And that's how I got out of my room every day.
Are you kidding me?
I promise you. Tanisha Bell. I used to live in an apartment with her and she had
Why you put her name out there like that? She probably don't want people to know.
Oh, she's cool. She probably wouldn't trip. Okay. Anyway, just like a friend from high school. Mm-hmm. So anyway, now we have a house and it's like our house. That's so weird, you know? And we're like, you know, getting the necessary things. We got a new fridge for the house. We got AC for the house. Mm-hmm. There were some things that, you know, like, you know, I remember when we lived in an old place and like we had cabinets that were broken or lights that weren't fixed. And we were like, I'm like, how do you do that? You know what I'm saying? And so now it's kind of like, I need a plug installed. I need some lights installed. And so those type of things, it feels very good to be able to do. So I'm very grateful and thankful for that. Uzi being born, still a sore subject. Still a sore subject. The rebirth did help, but at the same time, like, you know, it just was kind of all a blur to me. I felt like a real sellout, you know. I'm super, like, I'm always beating myself up, so I don't know if I'll really get over that anytime soon. Forgive myself for that. But I'm very glad that he's healthy and he's here and he's amazing. He's a great kid. The car's cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm grateful.
He doesn't drive it. Unless I don't really drive all
it.
Together.
Yeah, I don't really drive it, but you know, it's cool. I think, you know, being in the office is cool. I think finally Belief in Fatherhood having a team is like super important. We've been going through a lot of like internal deconstruction and foundation stuff. So that is pretty incredible. But, you know, I have an assistant now. I have a videographer who's going to be helping with a lot of our stuff. And he also edits. I have, of course, RJ on the graphics and then James on production. And there's more producers. And even like realizing that, without trying, like I got 2 million streams on Spotify. You know what I'm saying? And that was like from, you know, Dream Junkies and Belief and all those, you know, different albums I've done over the years. But like to know that people still desire the music or still listen to it is really, really cool for me. So that was a big takeaway from this year, at the end of the year. What else? I think that is pretty much it as far as 2019. It's actually a lot to, you know what I'm saying, like the relationships with Spectrum, you know, some of the brand deals we've been able to get, working with Bryce Dallas Howard on that movie, you know, that's coming out around Father's Day, rectifying my relationship with Dove Men's Care, working with them again next year.
Have you put that? Yeah, is that like a?
No, I'm starting to talk about it now.
Oh, okay.
That's news. Working with Dove Men's Care this year, and so I've been smelling good. Let's move on to the next question.
All right.
The biggest lesson. What's the biggest lesson you learned this year, 2019?
I'm gonna let you go first.
I learned that every opportunity isn't necessary. Mm-hmm. I think that saying no will be more of my thing in 2020. I think I did say a yes to a lot of things that just kind of distracted me and was good for how I looked, but not so much good for my sanity. Mm. I learned the importance of taking a break, time off, and like peace. Like I realized that success has no monetary value. Like success isn't monetary or something you can measure by something you have. It's by the amount of peace you have. Mm. And like that is what I'm like most excited about. And so like doing breath work.
Yeah.
Is like one of the biggest lessons. And it's kind of like, here's a vacation right in the middle of the day.
We haven't even talked about that.
We haven't.
On the podcast.
We'll talk about it later. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about you? Biggest lesson?
I think my biggest lesson that I've learned this year.
Last year.
I'm sorry. Oh. Last year by the time y'all hear it. Is that like things will never be as they were. Like the version of Yvette that I'm most fond of or that I remember is probably not going to necessarily come back because seasons change. And I know that seems very like obvious and like duh, but for me it's not, because it's something that I feel like I'm always going after. I'm like, I used to be so disciplined in this area and that area. I used to, I just always am reflecting on who I used to be and not who I'm becoming necessarily. And so I think it's really important and valuable for me to know that while the old version of myself will not necessarily return, there is still like a new version of me that will be great and that I can be content with, if that makes sense.
Do you believe your best days are behind you or ahead of you? Honest answer.
In this moment, I don't really know how to answer that question. I look forward to caring less. I don't know if that's coming across how I want it to come across, but I do look forward to caring less. Like I think about some of the older women that I know who have lived so much life and they're like, I don't give a hoot what y'all think. This is just me. This is what I'm doing. This is whatever. And I, right now I think I care too much about like how you perceive me, how our children perceive me, how
everybody else.
Yeah. And so right now I'm really excited about a season where it's like, I don't care. Like I'm doing me and that's just all I can do. Mm. But yeah, I think the biggest lesson I learned is that I'm moving forward, not backward. And moving forward is a better place to head.
Yeah, I think that too. Like as far as this next question, the biggest area of growth this year, I think I learned a really good lesson. And we were just listening to this this episode of the infamous episode 35, which is titled Our Last Episode. And we were just watching it and we were like just experiencing it again. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if we actually have I don't know if any of that stuff ever got figured out.
Yeah. I feel like that same conversation just happened.
Yeah. And it just was like, I feel like, and I said what I said, you know what I'm saying? And that was basically the conversation and that's the end. Mm-hmm. But I do feel like I'm like, okay. I'm okay with you wanting to do whatever you want to do. Mm-hmm. And I was talking to Rich, and he's probably gonna punch me in the throat for saying this because we be having like God talk. And so he's my trainer. And so he said, you know, you can lead from three different positions. He said you can lead from in front, which is moving ahead, but follow me.
Mm-hmm.
You can lead from side. Are you ready? Because we're going to go. This is where we're going to go. Are you ready to go? Let's go. Are you ready? You sure? We're going to go. Or you can lead from behind. This is what you got to do. You need to figure this out. Figure this out. And after you do this, you can do this. All right, go get them. You know what I'm saying? And I've been trying to like lead side by side. You think so?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I've been like, come on, we, us, me, you and me forever. Us, let's do it. Are you ready? Come on, because I'm ready. It's like, you know what I'm saying? Getting ready to, what is it called again? Mm-hmm. Jumping in the rope.
Oh, double dutch.
Yeah. It's like double dutch. And I'm like, all right, we're going to go in together. You know what I'm saying? And now I'm just kind of like, I'm finna just run. Mm-hmm. And you know where we going.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and not so much like, leave it up to you. And it's not, it's, you never asked me to, but I feel like it was something I wanted. I wanted us to do it together, and I wanted this team thing. And so like, I even yesterday I had a conversation with you, and I was like, you know what I'm saying? It's meal plans. I don't want to leave you. Are you ready to do this? Not leave you like physically, but like, but now I'm kind of like, look, man, I'm on this. This is what I'm on. You know what I'm saying?
Which I appreciate because like, it's nothing like, you don't want me to start doing something when I'm not ready for it. You don't want me to do something prematurely because then it's just going to fall flat on its face. You know what I mean? And so I feel like you are doing an excellent job leading. Like, I see you. You're in, like, watching you is so encouraging. Like, I am here for you. I'm trying to cheer you on. Like, I really believe in you. So when I have brownies in the house and then you just go and have a brownie, I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry, but like, that's my brownie. You know what I mean? So Glenn has this thing where like, he's like, if it's in the house, like he doesn't want stuff in the house, but I'm like, you're doing your thing. I still am on my brownie tip. Like, why do I have to not have brownies?
It's not just brownies. It's brownies. It's
cookies,
Rice Krispie treats, marshmallows out the fireplace. It's a long list.
I just started my period. Okay.
All right. Well, so, praise God for that.
That's what's happening. Well, actually, I can't blame it on that.
Yeah, because it's been a month.
But recently, I've been like on one.
Yeah.
And I figured it out. Figured out why. Anyway, TMI, sorry. What was I saying? But yeah, like I'm encouraged by you and your discipline and you doing your thing. And I'm here with you. But I'm not here like I'm like, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I appreciate him giving you that analogy because it makes so much sense. Like, I will catch up eventually.
Yeah.
But right now, like, I can't run at the same pace as you.
Yeah. And I literally can't slow down.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like I can't.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like even like God is putting us in position to have employees who are like, I will fill the gap.
Mm-hmm.
Please hire me. Mm-hmm. I will do this, you know.
And like, I don't know if that's, I don't know. Is that okay? Because I feel like it's okay. I feel like it's okay for you to be running ahead and me running too, but not at the same pace.
Yeah, definitely. It's just
because I feel like the thought would be that we have to be running at the same pace.
It's not so much we'd have to be running at the same pace, but you have to understand that though you're saying like, hey, you don't want me to run at your pace because you don't, or you said you don't want me to do anything I'm not ready to do because it's going to fall flat on his face. Yet that's the position that I'm in constantly. I feel like I'm always doing something that I'm not ready for. And I'm like, wait, please, let's slow down. No.
Not because of me, but just because.
No,
of like,
not because of you,
yeah.
But just because of like, you know, it's now or never, you know, and it's time to strike. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. You're an actor now. Act in this commercial. Why do I have all these lines? Why doesn't Kev on stage have all the lines? He's the freaking, why do I got the lines, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'm just ready. I'm like really okay.
Mm-hmm.
And watching that clip of us, I felt like, dang. I understand that person's heart because I feel like I'm a different person from who that person is. I'm not that much different, but a little bit different. But I'm like, I understand your heart, man. But like, bro, if I could say something to the 2019 me of April, I'd just say, bro, it's okay to leave, to like lead, like run, like it's okay. And I don't feel like I've ever felt that, because ultimately I feel like that is abandonment. Mm. Like that is us not working together. And I see us as such a great team, and I see what's possible, and I'd rather not yoke up with anybody else but you. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I just have to run.
Mm-hmm.
Area of growth?
My biggest area of growth?
Mm-hmm.
I do feel like I'm getting better at saying no. Or like, you know, like, I think at some point mm-hmm. I would feel like I have to do this, I have to do that, I have to be a part of this, I have to be a part of that. And I feel like if I could measure growth this year, I feel like I've been good at being like, you know, I can't do it all and I'm not going to. I'm going to say no. And I've experienced a lot of FOMO as a result of it. And I've been all right with it mm-hmm. for the most part.
Yeah.
I think there are parts of me that are like, oh, man. But at the same time, like, I just want to be here, present with my family. Mm-hmm. And so as long as I'm here with them, then I'm good. And so, yeah.
Okay. I would definitely agree with that. What are you leaving in 2019? What's the thing you're leaving there? There will be no more of this in 2020. I'll do one. I want to say doubt.
Mm.
I want to leave doubt in 2019. This morning was the first morning like I looked at myself and talked to myself in the mirror and believed everything I said. It was like the thing I tell the kids to say. Mm. It was like, no, man, you're going to have a great day today, and today is yours. And God made this day, and he made it for you, and he loves you, and he wants you to win, and you're going to be a better father than you've ever been today, a better husband. Like, it was a lot, and I just was looking at myself, talking to myself in the mirror this morning, and I had woke up late, and it was all the things that I was like, ah, I didn't wake up at 4. I might as well quit, you know?
I was like, babe.
Yeah, you were like, babe, you know what time it is? And I was like, hey, Google, what time is it? It's like 6. But and I was like, 6.
But I was like, you said you went, I was asking you if you knew what time it was because I knew you said you wanted to wake up at 4.
I thought you were inquiring.
No,
you were curious.
It was the most hilarious thing. I was like, what just happened? And I couldn't get out of bed because my alarm went off at 6. Mm-hmm. I knew that.
I've been like really sleepy lately. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, like doubt, man. I want doubt out of my mind. I literally think about all the ways things are gonna go wrong and things are gonna fail and all mm-hmm. this. I'm just over it. It stresses me out and it robs me of joy, and I'm over it. So I want to leave doubt. Yeah, 2019.
For me, in 2019, I would like to leave behind excuses.
Mm.
I feel so cliche at saying that, but I would really just like to leave behind excuses. Like, I feel like I have something to say as far as why I don't accomplish some of the things that I desire to accomplish. And I don't want to make any more excuses. I just want to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So, big question. What is the one thing that will make 2020 better for you?
For me, more self-awareness.
Okay. Okay. Break that down a little bit. What's that mean?
I feel like I don't know. I think I shared this in one of the podcasts before, but it's really like kind of just been sticking with me. My therapist asked me to prioritize the like motherhood, wifehood, mm-hmm. and business partner. And she didn't mention Yvette. And I just really want to know Yvette, because I feel like I've gotten lost in all of these different roles. And it's so easy to do, and it's not necessarily anything wrong with it, because those different roles are a part of who I am. But I want to bring more of me to the forefront of who I am. Mm. And I feel like 2020 is that year. Like, I'm going to continue therapy. I'm going to just continue to kind of dive into what it is that I want for me. Mm. Not necessarily. I feel like a lot of the time I am kind of, what's the word I'm looking for? I'm just allowing things to happen to me and not making things happen for me.
Yeah.
And so I just kind of want to be more self-aware of what I really want, what I really want to say. I say I don't know a lot, mm-hmm. and it's really annoying me. And so if I can leave something, a phrase behind in 2019, it's going to be, I don't know.
Well, we know that's not going to happen. And the comment section is not going to let you forget that.
What?
So you think you're not going to say, I don't know?
It's not that I'm not going to say it.
Right.
But I'd like to say it much less.
I just
like
want to... them to make, you're not, don't hold her accountable to that.
Right? What?
I'm not trying to offend you.
I don't know what's happening right now.
I'm just saying.
Like, I'm just saying that I want to be more assertive when I speak. I want to say what I mean, and I want to mean what I say, and I don't want to have a bunch of incomplete thoughts floating out there, because I think that is what I do a lot of, and I don't want to do it anymore. And so I don't know is a phrase that I've used a lot, and so I want to kind of move towards I do know. Or I want to move towards like completing my thoughts, if that makes any sense. Because mm-hmm. even in my therapy session, she's like, you do say I don't know a lot. And she was talking about how like a lot of times it could be an avoidance type of thing. And she's like, I don't necessarily see that with you. I just see it as you not really having your thoughts complete, or, you know, really not knowing or understanding or whatever. And so I just want more self-awareness. Like, I don't want to say I don't know anymore.
Yeah. Cool.
So, yeah.
Yeah. For me, I hope to, yeah, I just want to be more consistent in everything. I want more consistency. Word for the year?
Rhythm.
My word.
Oh.
That's my word. I don't know if that's your word. My word for the year is rhythm.
I thought that was our word. The family word.
Nah, I said that's my word. And you were like, yeah. And I
was like, what was our original word before you said rhythm?
I don't know. You said it. You chose the word. I don't remember. But so my word.
Apparently that's not our word.
So my word, I feel like fatherhood is like this. Like, you know, it keeps time. Fathers keep time. They're consistent. They are steady. They are providers of many different things. And so I want to keep time in the family. I want to keep time in the business. I just want to do the things that I know work. So the big thing for me has been lately is a schedule, has been, you know, meal plans, has been, you know, consistently working out. And this year I want to be way more consistent with posting. This like last season, I've been like so uninspired and so tired and kind of feeling a little guilty about not being home or working. And I don't want to deal with that. You know what I'm saying? I just want to be precise, wake up on time, get to work, knock out the stuff, and enjoy home. You know, that's where I want to be. And I don't want to be so spread out and chasing opportunity. Mm-hmm. So the word is rhythm, and that is going to keep the timing. But basically, that means just being consistent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So share your answers to these questions below if you want to in the comment section. The five questions are, what was the, What was the best thing about 2019? What lesson did you learn in 2019? What was your biggest area of growth in your relationship? What are you leaving in 2019? And what is the one thing that will make 2020 better for you? Yep. Babe, how married are you?
I'm so married, man. Gosh.
What?
I'm so married that Glenn requested that we get something for our keys and our wallet for right by the door when we walk into the house, right? And so he requested that. And I think it was like the next day I got it. Put it up. Actually, he hung it up. And there, I put a little table down below it. And it was just, it's the whole situation, right? And then, so he's been putting his keys there. And I noticed, you know, okay, it's a barn door type situation. So on one side, it has shelves on both sides, but you put the barn door whichever which way. And the barn door is supposed to go the way where that hides our wallets and our keys. Well, I noticed he wasn't doing it. And so I was like, okay, it's all good. No big deal. I close it whenever, whatever. But then I was like, oh, you know what? I got a label maker. So why don't I just make a label that says, please slide the door to the right. Put it at eye level, put it right on his shelf, did all the things. And I'm so married that regardless of my efforts, I still slide the door to the right because he's not. I know this is not the way you do How Married Are You.
You're just butchering it.
But I'm trying to say that I'm practicing grace. I did ask him the other night. I was like, hey, have you noticed my little note here?
I was like, I thought that was for someone else.
But anywho, I've just been sliding it to the right. Mm-hmm. But it's like, you know how y'all... never mind, we'll just move on. How married are you, babe?
I'm so married that I didn't get upset when you, I did get upset actually. You threw away my sweet potatoes. But I feel like I'm trying to take more off your plate. And I feel like though this meal plan has been difficult, I feel like it's a relief for you.
No lie, it is.
Yeah, it's a relief for you. You don't have to think about what I eat, mm-hmm. if I'm hungry. Mm-hmm. You just kind of go about your thing.
I mean, I do think about that still, but yeah.
And so, yeah, I feel like sticking to this meal plan will be very beneficial for our future. Continuing to make my own food.
Okay, guys, so don't forget to send in your voice memos via DM, via voicemail, or via the Anchor app voicemail.
Yeah, send in your how married are you, because we don't do the words of affirmation
no more. Words of affirmation.
So we want to hear how married you are, and we're only going to pick one person, so just tell us how married you are, and make sure you leave reviews, 5-star reviews on yes. whatever app you listen to us on.
Yes,
yeah, and also, yeah. Yeah, that's
all
it.
All right. And that's just how married we are.